So happy it's Thursday. Welcome, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. We have a girl with us today.
Oh, my.
I know this might be the second time in a row.
How'd you do that, Ryan?
Already.
It is rare. Girl in the studio, Karen Leventhal, president of Seniors Choice. And actually, what I thought was really neat was the interdisciplinary approach you're going to take to the senior care. And we're going to get into that a little bit further. But you've been in the business for 5 years.
Correct.
You're the owner. You're the president. You're the CEO. You're the everything.
I am the seniors, it girl.
The it girl of Seniors Choice. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Also, the Fioritos.
Woo-woo!
Frank Fiorito, CEO and head fiduciary, the fiduciary, as well as Brian Fiorito, CFO, Director of Business Development of Exclusive Estate Administration. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
The idea and overall encompassing theme here of our show is going to be seniors. We'll talk a little bit about aging in place and the interdisciplinary approach one might take to allowing that to happen. It's not a simple thing. And really intertwined with the senior's choice concept and how that works with a fiduciary. And you're the guys that kind of facilitate whatever it is the senior wants to happen from a, let's say, financial perspective, getting the documents in a row and all that kind of stuff. That not terribly exciting end of that world, as I would imagine. But nonetheless, very important, right? I mean, you got to have deeds, you got to have the appropriate wills, trusts, all that has to be done. Nobody likes talking about it, but it's got to be done.
Well, I can't tell you how often we run into seniors that would rather just stay in their home than be uprooted and moved. And that's really why Karen Leventhal is here, because there's a lot of modifications that can happen to keep a senior in the home rather than just make them move. But sometimes making the move is the right move, but most of the time they resist that until it's absolutely necessary. Do you find that, Carolyn?
All the time, Karen.
Yeah, sorry, Karen.
Yeah, that's okay. All the time. I find it. People want to stay home because they're comfortable there. It's convenient. They feel safe. Their friends are there. It's familiar. And they feel they're independent. No matter how much help they really need, that idea of giving up that independence really kills them. And they never want to move. And I've worked on the other side of the fence. I've worked in retirement communities, nursing homes. People do not want to move in these places. They want to stay home. So my goal is to help them stay home and stay safe at home.
One of the things that I mentioned to you when we first met was the handyman service. You very quickly corrected me that you're much more than that. And it was the, again, interdisciplinary approach that you described it with a specific background that you had. Tell me what that is again.
Sure. My background is actually in social work. So as a social worker, you're looking at the interdisciplinary team of different members of the team, like the doctor, the physical therapist, the nursing, the dietary. So we had a whole team that we would all meet and talk about the client and find the best solutions for the client. So I've taken that social work model and translated it to my new business, which is Seniors Choice, and that anytime there's a new client, whether it's referred by an occupational therapist, a fiduciary, a realtor, whoever, I look at that whole person and look at their whole house. My role as a social worker, I take it really seriously, and I just try to bring in all the different things that are going to make that person whole again or as safe as possible.
Got it. And so let's say that is a departure from simply the person who'll come in and install the grab bar, right? I mean, there's
Correct.
A lot of people out there that can do it, and perhaps a small slice that can do it right.
Correct.
But you take it one step further, and maybe a grab bar isn't all that's necessary. I mean, that's just the small physical aspect of
Exactly.
getting in and out of the bathtub.
Exactly.
There could be a lot more to it, right?
There could be a ton more to it. Yeah, and the nice part is while I'm the social worker side, my partner, he is the construction side. So he does look at the house like every other construction worker, except for the fact that he filters it through the eyes of a senior, because he too has worked in the senior community for like over 20 years. So he's looking at the structure of the house to see if a grab bar could actually work, or can we widen a door, or what would it take to make this bathtub into a walk-in shower, and physically is that possible with this house with the studs and the walls and all that good stuff.
Are there instances where aging in place and your services there just aren't a fit? You know, I can't imagine every home can be converted for everybody, right? There are instances where it's just not going to work.
Definitely there are instances. Mobile homes especially are very hard. Mobile homes are pretty high off the ground. And in order for a ramp to be placed in a mobile home, for the minimum requirements for a ramp are for one every inch up of rise, you need a foot out in your ramp. So most mobile homes are over 30 inches high off the ground. That means you need 30 feet of ramp.
That's a lot of ramp.
That's a lot of ramp. And they usually don't have the land for that kind of ramp.
Sure.
And Frank and I actually worked on a case like that, that it was really tough in the mobile home. So it's a hard decision at that point.
Yeah, I can see the idea that I'm trying to impart is that you're not just there to install your grab bars and get out. The goal is to get the senior, or it doesn't have to be a senior, but get the person to the appropriate physical and mental situation, and whatever that happens to be. If it happens to be just grab bars, great.
Right.
If it ends up being maybe they have to go out and get help or counseling, you mentioned doctors and a variety of other things that you have access to. Certainly seems like it transcends far beyond the normal handyman services.
Definitely. I like to be that go-to, the it girl for people, that they know who to call whenever there's a problem. So my clients now know that if they're having problems with their landscaping, they could call me and I can get them a landscaper. Or they're having a hard time preparing meals, they could call me. I can give them a list of personal chefs or Meals on Wheels or whatever resources are out there.
So you're kind of the first line of defense, the go-to, so to speak, if they decide to go that route.
Exactly.
Now, you said, you say here, how do people know what modifications can and need to be done? And you talked about a safety evaluation.
Correct. What we do is we go in and do a complimentary safety evaluation, and we look at every single room in the house and determine what's working, what's not, what kind of corrections could be made or small modifications. A lot of times it's just remove a throw rug so you don't trip on it with your walker. Simple modification. I've been to a house where we literally just moved the furniture 3 feet and turned the coffee table the other way. And they were like, oh, my God, I never thought of this. This is so much easier. So it's just that extra set of eyes out there to look at these things and see what you can do to make it safer.
That seems like a very valuable service. And how many of these do you go on?
It just depends. I mean, it depends on the day. I mean, it could be a couple a day or maybe 2 or 3 a week. It just depends on where the referrals are coming from. If someone calls me specifically like from a home care company or a fiduciary or occupational therapist, they're expecting a full assessment. So they know that's what I do. I go out and do the assessment and then I report back to them as well as the client and whatever family members. Again, that whole team approach. So it's not only the client and the family members, but it's also the people who've referred the business to me. So we know that we're all on the same page together.
We're talking with Karen Leventhal. She's the president, CEO, and owner of Seniors Choice. Her website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. That's the website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. And the number, 760-518-1836. 760-518-1836.
So I got a question for you, Karen. When you're handling these seniors, I could imagine a lot of times, frankly, I've noticed that some of the seniors, they get older and, you know, life situations have pushed them in one direction or another. And frankly, they're kind of my way or the highway. And you've got family members who may reach out to you and say, you know, Karen, I need your help. I mean, we really need to do some fixing around the place. And you know, maybe we need to put an elevator on the stairs or, you know, there's something going on. Can you help us out? And you end up being like this person in between.
The
know.
Social worker.
Yeah, the person in between.
I'm the social worker. I end up, you know, and I tell the families, let me be the hard person. I'm trying to think of a better word than the word I'm trying to use. Just let me be the hard person involved and let them take it out on me because I'm not going to live with them. They're not my child. They're not my daughter. And I'm not their son or daughter. So it's a lot easier if I'm considered the bad one and I tell them this is what needs to happen. And we sort of play, my partner and I, we sort of play good cop, bad cop. So he's usually the good cop. And he's like, oh, I'm so worried about you. And he plays on their emotional side. And I'm more like, well, this is really what needs to happen because we don't want this to happen. You know, we don't want you to fall. And I've seen, and I explained to them, I've seen the other side of the fall in a nursing home or dying. I've seen it. Been there, done that. Don't want to have that happen again if it's preventable.
So let's say I reach out to you and I say, you know, my parents are aging and I'm really concerned about them stepping in and out of that tub,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, if they fall, break their hip, this could be, you know, the
life-threatening
issue, okay?
Yeah.
And they are refusing to listen to what I have to say. What approach would you take in that case?
Well, I would always go in and just ask a lot of questions, and a lot of times they won't admit the problems that they're having in front of their children because they're afraid their children are going to put them in the home. I mean, I worked at a retirement community, and the lady always called it the home. My daughter put me in the home. And, you know, we laughed about it because she really enjoyed the retirement community, but still it was the home.
Well, wait a second now. Not to say that's certainly not a bad thing in some cases, right?
No,
some people
definitely
really
not.
Actually rally when they end up in some of these
communities.
They call them communities now.
Correct.
They're getting away from the word facility. They're getting
the
away from F-word, home.
Facility.
Right,
yes,
right.
Bad.
And they've improved a lot, right? There's some good ones. And a lot of it has to do with how much money you have.
Exactly.
So if you have more money
talks.
in the end, obviously things are a little bit nicer.
Exactly.
Unfortunately. However, if someone wants to remain in their property longer, they bring you in, maybe make some modification, and you can extend that time.
Exactly. Or it could be forever. I mean, they could live there forever if we can make the right modifications. And, you know, just doing the modification is not a guarantee that things are going to go okay. There could also be a lot of other problems going on, but it's the step in the right direction. Because the first, like, I'm on a fall prevention task force. The three things associated with falls are medication issues, exercise and mobility, as well as home modification. So it's a, you know, we're definitely just a part of the part of the solution. And I really just want to be I'm a solution oriented and want to help the person find the right solutions for them. And sometimes it is moving into a community, and I'd be the first person to say, you know, I think it's time. Maybe we should look at other places. I have a referral for you of someone who specializes in placement, and have them help you.
You know, there are a lot of really good solutions out there for people, and I'm not just promoting you here. I'm really just saying that based on the fact that I've seen it firsthand, where people will – maybe they're living in a home that's not functionally usable anymore. In fact, we came across a fella – wasn't an elderly situation, but his wife had an accident and she really couldn't use the stairs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were limited to using the downstairs guest room, which was really an office.
Right.
And luckily the kitchen was downstairs, but the upstairs became pretty much useless.
Mm-hmm.
And functionally obsolete for them.
Right.
And in this case, they ended up selling their property, buying a single-level home. But in a lot of cases, what would you say in a situation like that? I mean, if the house is not usable, it's still
you can always make it usable, but it depends on the finances. You could have done a stair lift. That would help the person. You know, they just sit in the chair and it takes them up the stairs. That would have been a great solution for that scenario. Or maybe made the guest room downstairs bigger. Or maybe add a bathroom or enlarge the bathroom downstairs so it's more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel like, you know, the whole upstairs is a waste.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of interesting things going on, because if someone remains in the property, it's likely that their property taxes may be significantly less than if they went ahead and bought another place.
Right.
Because they're going to reestablish a higher price point.
Definitely.
Even if they do get, you know, an owner-occupied tax exemption to transfer, sometimes they can do the transfer of taxes.
Right.
So there are some interesting advantages that seniors have, as well as even the reverse purchase,
mm-hmm.
or the reverse mortgage if you're over 62,
right.
Which may allow you to be able to pull some cash out, maybe pay for some assisted care, some things like that,
right.
along the way.
Yeah, I work with a lot of reverse mortgage specialists, and they refer to me that they're taking money out of the house to make it safe for the person to stay there. So, yeah.
We're talking with Karen Leventhal, President, Seniors Choice. Her website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. That's the website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. When we come back, we're going to hear from the Fioritos, and they'll give you a full rundown of what a fiduciary is and why you might need one ahead of us when we come back. Welcome, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. We just heard from Karen Leventhal, President, CEO, and owner of Seniors Choice. Her website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. That's the website, seniorschoicehandyman.com.
Up next is Frank Fiorito, CEO and fiduciary. And your son, Brian Fiorito. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Dave.
And so, you know, Karen Leventhal, which I love that name. It sounds like some kind of medicine you'd want to take, you know, during the holidays for, you know, a headache or something. Karen Leventhal, you know, you work with seniors modifying their home, getting it more user-friendly so they can remain in the property. And that's really just the surface. When we start to dive into some of the logistics involved in managing a senior's life as it sort of comes to conclusion here, there are a lot of things that can happen. I mean, they get to a point where they may develop dementia. There's some things that the family can start to notice that are important to address early on so that there are things in place that can manage them throughout. And they can, in fact, remain with cash until the end, if you will. And that's where really you guys come in. Because tell us a little bit about what a fiduciary is.
What a fiduciary is, David, is we're a licensed professional that is actually in charge of someone's assets, in charge of trying to protect those assets and marshal those assets. And once we're in that mix with that senior, they are dialed in at that point. No one can affect them through financial elder abuse, which we'll be talking about later. And then we can also make sure that their budget, if they only have a few thousand dollars all the way up to millions of dollars, we can make that budget work so they have the best quality of life for the rest of their lives.
You know, recently my father moved my grandfather and grandma in next to them. He's got a fourplex that's on the water, and he rents out all three, and he moved out a tenant and moved my grandma specifically because, you know, she's starting to show signs of dementia, a lot of memory loss. You know, she, God bless her, you know, she's got a huge heart. But she doesn't even really see or remember who my children are when they show up. And she actually calls me Kevin, evidently, occasionally. It's my brother's son, or my dad's brother's son, my cousin, which we can all acknowledge is clearly okay in terms of aging, but not okay in terms of, you know, having her away from the family and having everybody be able to watch her. And so, you know, not every family is fortunate enough to be able to do that. And even in that case, it does put a lot of responsibility in a trustee's hands if they have to handle all of the financial affairs of the family. So if you've got a trust, and if you don't, you probably want to get one. If you've got a trust and you want to assign somebody the responsibility of handling the assets, the neutral party, that's really what a fiduciary is. They handle the assets of the estate from a neutral perspective. In fact, you guys are personally liable for making sure that this stuff is done correctly. Isn't that right?
Yes, we are held at the very highest standard that's out there because we are handling sometimes millions of dollars worth of estate assets. So we are very scrutinized by many, many people to make sure that we stay in line to make sure that we're handling those assets the best way that we can handle them.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Frank Fiorito. They are fiduciaries, and they can be called directly at 855-463-3286. That's the number, 855-463-3286. And the reason why you'd want to reach out and touch base with them is just to gather information regarding how you might handle the family's financial situation if somebody needs it. If there's a situation where someone passes away, you guys step in and handle the assets, and the family doesn't have to argue over how this is all split up. Is that a scary thing for a lot of people?
It's very scary. I've got so many cases going on, David, that where the siblings are warring back and forth, and here's this poor senior mother or senior father that they've lost complete sight of. It's about their parents, not about them. And being neutral as a fiduciary, we're going into that without the emotion part of that. And we can look at it, at the real life, black and white. What needs to be done to make sure that we take care of that senior? And I've been in some major battles with family members trying to keep the peace.
Well, we'd like to hear a little bit about those battles without really revealing too much. But Ryan, you have something to add, right?
Well, you have here on the top of your list, financial elder abuse. And I would imagine that ties in. Well, what does that mean?
I'm going to give you a textbook definition of that, Ryan.
Sweet.
Financial elder abuse is the illegal taking, misuse, or concealment of funds, property, or assets of a senior for someone else's benefit. So we were told when we were kids not to take people's property that was their property, not your own. And now we're trying to tell the adults that same thing, mostly the adult children, do not take something that's not yours. And that's what elder abuse is when they start taking that asset or that dollar, that whatever.
Is that rampant? I mean, this is one of the major reasons someone would employ you is to prevent this from happening, right?
Yes. Boy, it is running rampant, Ryan. It's out of control. And the more they get fiduciaries on board or the more they get APS involved and all the other things that we'll talk about throughout the show, the better for that senior and the senior population.
What are some of the warning signs? Like if I have a senior at home, and what are some of the warning signs I need to be looking for that he or she's being taken advantage of?
All right, and this is coming from real-life cases that I do handle, Ryan. Some of these things are just unbelievable. Significant withdrawals from an elder's account. I'll be going into the checkbook and just doing basic bill paying. And then all of a sudden, I'll see some huge withdrawal, a cash withdrawal or something like that. So that's a red flag. Another one, I just closed out at a case where there was charges on the account, on a credit card account, that were from Disney Store, from Children's Place. She used to only spend $30 at a pharmacy, and there was an $800 charge at that same pharmacy. So the bottom line is, those were red signs too, red flag signs too. And that drew me to that financial elder abuse, and I was able to stop it. But it was a red flag. It was so unnatural for my client, the elder senior, to have that happening. And it told me and painted the picture of the elder abuse just in that.
Well, so what did you end up finding out was happening?
It was one of the professionals that came into the environment, and that person was there to take care of my client. And it was just the temptation. When you're in that home, the temptation, if you can't withstand the temptation, is to take that property that's not yours sometimes if it's staring you in the face. And the bottom line is that person started doing that. Then when I came in to do my basic bill paying, I found that. And then I was able to stop it. It actually could have been a several $100,000 figure. That could have been the loss, but I stopped it at $24,000. Was one of the cases. Wow. I just closed out. So very important to make sure that there's either a trusted family member in the middle of these seniors that are living by themselves or a professional fiduciary or someone like that.
Yesterday we were out in the field and we ran across this homeowner, if you will, that was living in another property owned by his mother. And he was really a visitor there who didn't own the property. And he knew a lot about the values of the real estate in the area. And it seemed a bit more than just a hobby for him, almost as if he already was counting how much the house was worth, even though she hadn't passed away yet. And so, you know, I would think that in a lot of ways this is signs of a potential issue that's going to come up in the family, because when – let's just say you have a family of four siblings and you choose one to be the trustee, and when you pass away, you're thinking, you know, everybody's going to get their equal share, and it turns out that, you know, some of them may have succeeded, some of them maybe not succeeded as well in life, and they begin to, you know, say, well, that was mine and that was promised to me, and then all of a sudden there ends up being a bunch of arguments within the family. It happens a lot where people are rubbed the wrong way when there's a trustee that is in charge of dividing the assets, and, you know, you get right down to, you know, the piano of the family and the boat and the maybe even the cabin if you're fortunate in Big Bear, and all these things that come into play. And then also, you know, how are you going to make the payments of the house when they pass away, if there are payments on the home, and make these normal routine bill paying situations when you're suffering because your parent passed away. Now you're thrust into this position of being the trustee, the one who's in charge of making these financial decisions of the estate, which, you know, could be a good thing for some, but it's avoidable because of your services. You guys are the ones who take on that responsibility as a neutral party. So in that case where there's four siblings, no one is actually the trustee. You guys step in as a neutral party and divide the assets based on the wishes that are pre-written in the trust.
Yes, well, I'm working on another case right now where it is it's a probate case, and the beneficiaries are definitely the parents. And we're working through all the personal household goods that are there. And there's so much emotion, because some of that is very personal to them. And there's so much emotion with that. But I can look at it from the outside, that neutral perspective, look at that good and try to make a fair way of distributing that good to the right person if there's a conflict, if they both want an item. You know, so having a neutral party coming in and looking at things like that, especially personal effects like that, it really goes a long way. And we can do it, once again, without the emotion and look at it in a fair way.
We're talking with the Fioritos, Frank and Brian, with EE eeadmin.com, the website, eeadmin.com, exclusive estate administration fiduciary services, discussing some of the ways to prevent financial elder abuse or financial abuse, regardless of elder or not, and how a fiduciary can assist in doing so. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Karen Leventhal, president of Seniors Choice, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the most common home modifications that are done and get a little insight into that. So happy it's Thursday. Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM. It's a Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. We just heard from the Fioritos, Frank and Brian, with exclusive estate administration, their website, eeadmin.com. That's the website, eeadmin.com. Before the break, we mentioned we were going to come back and talk a little bit about Seniors Choice. And really, why you got into the business was really important to me. Go through that again.
Sure. In 2008, I actually got laid off from my job and didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up. So I thought about it and I asked other industry professionals that work with seniors and asked them, like, where do you see that there's like a missing link in the services? And one of a good friend of mine said that there's a lot of people out there selling equipment, selling home, like having home care services and all that, but there's no one actually who could do stuff with the equipment, like install the equipment. And my boyfriend slash business partner, he can fix anything. So it was a natural idea for us to join forces and become a team and start a company to help seniors, because we both have that passion for helping seniors. So that really started our company. And one of the stories that I always remember, though, that also sparked me to have this idea about this company was, so I worked in a retirement community, and if not once, I'd say at least five times since when I worked there, I'd have families come in, and it would go something like this. It would be like, mom needs to move in. And I'd look at the mom, and I'd totally surmise what's going on, or try to, and mom looked fine. Mom talked fine. Mom dressed fine. Mentally, she was all there. I asked her questions to sort of evaluate, do that social work thing. And basically, mom put a new roof on her house. Well, you'd say, no big deal. So she put a new roof on her house. Well, the house was 2 years old. So some guy scammed the whole neighborhood because they're seniors and said, you need a new roof. I mean, and this has happened multiple times, not only with roofers. So I'm not trying to give roofers a bad name, Frank. Just but other industries. I hear it with plumbers. I hear it all the time. And that just breaks my heart that happens, because there's no excuse for that. People are just mean in that sense. I mean, I know for myself recently, I went to the mechanic to get my car, just, you know, like an oil change. And then, of course, they came out with a $1,000 bill of all these things I need done with my car. And I was like, great, give me the list and I'll take care of it. Not here, obviously. So I went to another mechanic that I trusted. He's like, you don't need this. You don't need this. You don't need this. And that's me. I am not a senior. I don't know a lot about cars, but I'm not stupid about cars. And he just tried to scam me into spending more money than I needed to. And those are the types of companies that really just drive me crazy. And they make my skin crawl.
Well, it really sounds like a lot of what you're doing is similar to the fiduciary service. It kind of seems like you guys have very crossover as far as what it is you're doing, both for the overall benefit and well-being of, I guess in this case, a senior.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you have on here passionate about the business, and it's very obvious. It comes out when you speak, and I think your really interdisciplinary approach, I know we keep using that word,
like that,
is an important one. But what is it you're most passionate about?
Well, I just like helping people. That whole social worker thing in me is just totally helping people, helping them make their lives richer and be as independent as possible. My partner, he likes helping people as well, but he can fix things. So that's a really cool aspect that I can't do. So together, we're sort of like the dynamic duo, the brains and the brawn is what I call it.
You know, it sounds to me like you guys could be classified as contractors. I mean, what makes you different than just a contractor that's out there?
Sure. We are contractors, so we do have a license. We're licensed, we're bonded, we're insured. We background check and drug test all our guys. That's different. A lot of companies don't do that. We sort of hold ourselves to the standards of like a home care company for seniors and how they take care of their employees, because I want that high standard for my staff. how we're different also is, I think a lot of it has to do with my background as a social worker. There's tons of companies out there that now they're jumping on the senior care bandwagon saying, oh, yeah, we can help seniors stay in their house. We'll put a grab bar in. But they have no idea what they're doing, why they're doing it, how it should happen. They're just sticking a grab bar where they think it should go. But there really is, you know, you have to know what you're talking about and know why the senior needs the grab bar, what's the best place for the grab bar. And my partner, he's actually argued with an occupational therapist and won the argument about how the grab bar should go based on the senior and their need and that kind of thing. So there's definitely more to it than just being a contractor.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, in a lot of cases, we'll run into situations, Ryan and I, where, you know, it's really not right for the senior to sell. Because if the senior holds onto the property and they happen to pass away there's a step up in basis for the trust. So in a lot of ways, for the health and financial wherewithal of the trust, it makes more sense to keep the property.
Okay.
And a lot of times the seniors are happy to stay there because they really don't want to make a move. But there are a lot of different programs out there that people just aren't necessarily aware of, that because of the fact that you guys are in the business every day and you're dealing with this every day and day in and day out, especially, you know, you guys, the Figuritos, you know, you guys are dealing with this sort of thing. So there are programs out there that are you're aware of that people can take advantage of if they reach out and touch base, which is free to do, right?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's something that I pride myself on is knowing what's out there in the community, knowing that I'm just a phone call away from getting help for this person, whether it is physically doing something to their house because their hot water heater just exploded, or it is, you know, getting them the right referral or having someone look after them physically or, you know, whatever they need. That's what I like to do.
If you'd like to reach out to Carolyn Leventhal.
Karen.
It's Karen with a C, so it looks like Carolyn, but it is Karen Leventhal. The SeniorChoiceHandyman.com is a website, but directly 760-518-1836. Again, 760-518-1836.
We mentioned briefly you were going to talk about some of the most common and perhaps most important home modifications. You mentioned moving a rug around, and I think we can probably all envision that. But
do that.
You could do that.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey.
You wouldn't need the brawn.
Wouldn't need the brawn. I could do that myself.
What are some of the most common home modifications that people can do to avoid the injury, to be able to stay in their home? You know, kind of. I know this is your bag of tricks that you bring with you when you show up, right? It's your mental tool belt. But share a few of them with the people out there so they can get some idea of what you're able to bring to the table.
Sure. A lot of times falls happen in the bathroom. That's the most common place. So a lot of times we'll just go into a bathroom, take a look at what's going on, maybe add a shower seat or a shower bench, take off glass shower doors because people tend, if they're going to fall, to grab onto the shower door and they are not meant to be grabbed on at all. So we a lot of times take the shower doors out.
Do they use a curtain? Is that something?
We'll put a curtain rod. It's safer.
Curtain safer. Got it.
We'll put a handheld shower. We'll add some grab bars. Simple little things like that in the bathroom are really easy. A lot of times you can put next to the commode, you can put more grab bars or put something that's called the 3-in-1 commode that goes directly over the commode. And then it has armrests so that they can push up when they get off the toilet. So little minor things. Or if they're using a wheelchair and there's a lot of the older homes, their doors are not wide enough. Code's changed on how wide a door needs to be. So we widen doors or we'll take off the door if the person lives alone and no one, you know, in their back bedroom where the bathroom is, they
doesn't
don't
matter.
Need the door.
Right.
Yeah. So little things like that. Or we could do the big remodel. Let's take out the bathtub and put in a roll-in shower because they're in a wheelchair, or put in a stair lift, put in ramps. We do tons of ramps. Just, you know, if a person's now needing a walker or a wheelchair, it's a little hard, that little step over the threshold, we could put a ramp there.
So you mentioned that a ramp has to be 1 foot for every inch that you're going up.
Correct.
So is there...
ADA compliance.
So everything has to be ADA compliant?
It doesn't have to be ADA compliant because it's their personal home, but that's the safest recommendation. There's a little bit of wiggle room in it, but we really don't like to stray too far from that because it's too steep for the person. They can injure themselves.
So American Disability Administration.
Act.
Okay, ADA. And so it's just a guideline, but it's when it comes to their personal house, they might not have to have that 30 feet of ramp if it's up 30 inches.
Correct.
I see. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I have on here, how is the customer going to benefit from choosing Senior Choice? And you've mentioned a lot of aspects. I mean, really, you're a social worker that has a capacity to swing a hammer. Mm-hmm. Which is much different than traditional handyman services. It seems like you have the ability of evaluating the situation much further beyond the simple grab bar, which I would imagine many, many people can do. Few can do it right, but many, many people can do.
Yes, it's true. I think they benefit, though, because we are, like you said, we have that experience with seniors. We're not just a handyman, general contracting service, just swinging hammers. We are experts in our field, and we take that really seriously. We're involved with a lot of different community organizations, like the Fall Prevention Task Force, the Senior Resource Association. We make it a point to go to special trade shows in the senior care industry. One is called MedTrade, where we get to see other products that are out there or services to help seniors stay safe in their house. We're very reliable. When people call me within the couple hours, I return their call. It's really important to me to get back to people, as well as we're very connected in the community. So people know, you know, when I started the business, I was at another job. I got laid off. And the first networking group I went to, I said, hi, you know, I'm Karen and I'm doing something new now. I'm a handyman. And everyone's like, oh, my God, we need you. And that was it. That was the start of the business. Within 3 months, my partner had to leave his full-time job and come to work for the company full-time. That's how busy we were.
We're talking with Karen Leventhal, president, owner, CEO of Seniors Choice. Their website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. That's the website, seniorschoicehandyman.com.
Karen, you know, how you mentioned this safety evaluation that you do. How is it that your safety evaluation is different from, say, a physical therapist or occupational therapist type of evaluation on the home?
Sure. Well, not only are we looking at the a lot of the physical therapists and occupational therapists, they're working with the client and helping them improve their motor skills. So that's definitely important. But they don't look at the whole house. They don't know where the grab bars could go physically. They don't know what else can be done. They're only looking at that one part of the person. So if it's a physical therapist, they're looking at their mobility. Well, we're looking at their mobility not only in the bathroom, but every single part of the house. Getting in and out of the garage. We also look at all the different safety things in the home. We look at fire safety, electrical safety, general safety. We look at just everything in the house. It's not just like a one single microscopic look at things. It's a big interdisciplinary approach.
Makes a lot of sense. When we come back, more with the Fioritos exclusive estate administration ahead of us when we come back. So happy it's Thursday. Welcome, ESPN 1700 AM, Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. We just heard from Karen Leventhal, president, owner, CEO of Seniors Choice. Her website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. That's the website, seniorschoicehandyman.com.
So, Karen, you know, you mentioned that your boyfriend and you had decided to go ahead and passionately open up this business regarding fixing up seniors' houses, and you guys got pretty busy. In fact, that's one of the ways that you had come in touch with Frank Fiorito as a fiduciary, and you actually helped his mother. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, Frank, you talk about it. It's your family.
Well, let's go back to the beginning of the show when Karen was talking about most of these people want to stay in the home, and the only way they can stay in the home if they're safe. And my mandate as a fiduciary is to make sure that I keep them in the most or the least restrictive environment they can be in. And that means their home, if that's where they want to be. Well, if they're unsafe, then it's my duty to make sure I do put them in a senior living center. Well, my mother-in-law, my very own sweet little mother-in-law, was affected by Alzheimer's and eventually died from Alzheimer's. But she was rapidly becoming into that unsafe environment, and I knew it wasn't updated. So I had Karen come in because she is the expert in the field, and she assessed the house, and she starts seeing different areas of the house that she can make safer for her. And then in the end, it really did save a lot of falls, future falls, potential future falls that could have happened. So she kept her healthy by updating the house and making it more safe.
Well, you know, you're a fiduciary. And we talked about the fact that when people have a trust and they hire a trustee or they assign a fiduciary, such as yourself, to manage the estate when someone passes away, or is essentially in a state where they're not necessarily making the right decisions for themselves. So what are some of the other benefits of hiring a fiduciary?
Once again, the older that they get, they're starting to slow down. Their thought process is starting to slow down. They're getting talked into more things that they shouldn't be getting talked into. They're getting talked into investments that they shouldn't be doing. And I'm actually kind of the younger brain, even though I'm getting older. That's why I got my son working for me. But the bottom line is their whole thought process is slowing down. So now I'm in the middle of this. I am the fresher brain looking at all aspects of that estate management. And it just really, to have that fiduciary in there knowing how to handle all those aspects of the estate management process is huge for these families, especially the families that are back east and their parents are out here. They can't help them with all the different aspects of that. And the fiduciary comes in, and now we're there being that person. We're their surrogate. We're helping them out with anything they need in the estate management process.
Well, I would imagine that once somebody becomes beyond the sense of being able to assign or sign very legal documents because they could be considered not capable of doing so, when would you say it would be a good time for somebody to consider talking to or hiring a fiduciary? How soon should someone reach out and do that?
Yeah, we heard the D word earlier several times, dementia, and there's different stages of dementia. You definitely want to catch that process in the beginning, because there's a point, there's two different levels of capacity. There's one for contracts where you have to be there. You have to be all there for a contract to be valid. But in the estate planning process where they're signing power of attorney documents or trust documents or whatever, there's a different capacity. It's a lower level of capacity, but you don't want to be fooling with that level of capacity, because if you wait too long and you become too incapacitated and you don't have that level to pick your power of attorney, pick your trustee to step in for you since you are failing, then the courts have to handle it. And then there's a conservatorship hearing or a guardianship hearing, depending on how the age of that person. And then all of a sudden you don't pick. The family doesn't get that power of attorney they really want handling that fiduciary possibly that would be coming in that role.
If you're just tuning in, we are talking with Frank Fiorito, who is a fiduciary at EEADMIN.com. That's Exclusive Estate Administration Incorporated. Or directly reach out at 858-463-3286. That's the number. If you want to reach out, have any questions about a fiduciary, 855-463-3286. What are some of the stories that you've run across in your travels with being a fiduciary?
You know, one of our cases, it's probably the one that touched me the most. We had a gentleman that lived with his mother his whole life, and his mother made all the decisions. And because she made all the decisions, he was totally dependent on her. Well, then she dies. And before she died, she actually met this life insurance salesman, and the life insurance salesman sold her a life policy. And the bottom line is, so he got into the family, he kind of realized that this 60-year-old man couldn't make a decision. Well, she dies, the house is all paid up. This house is paid in full on Ocean Beach. You would have loved to sell it, right? The bottom line is, $900,000 worth of equity in it. He gets talked into 11.5% loan, interest only, $4,700 a month. He's never worked a day in his life outside of serving our country in Vietnam. And then he came back and lived with his mother again. Well, when they brought me in, one of the relatives from Kansas, he had no other relatives out here in California. His mother's gone. One of the relatives from Kansas came out and just to see his cousin. And sure enough, he started sensing something was going on. So then as soon as he sensed that, he heard about me through one of the network partners that I deal with, and they brought me in to see what was going on. Well, they took the money from this mortgage, this guy, this bad guy, and went ahead and bought an annuity with it. And you're only supposed to have annuities if you don't have to tap into them. It's a long-term investment. Well, after a year, after he exhausted any money that was left from his mother, he had to start utilizing the annuity to pay for that. And bottom line is he ran out of the money in the annuity, or he came close to it, and that's when I came in. And I was able to stop that at a very small amount that he had left to live. And the good part of this story, it could have been a disaster. We did sell the house. Instead of $900,000, he netted out $25,000 from the sale of that house after that happened. But he is now in a senior living home. He is living, thriving, enjoying himself. He's only 65 years old. But we are regaining the money that was taken from him, because it was actually a
taken from
problem. Yeah, it was taken from him. We're trying to regain it. So,
if you're just tuning in, you're hearing from Frank Fiorito. He is the CEO and fiduciary there with Exclusive Estate Administration. Their website, eeadmin.com. That's the website, eeadmin.com. We also heard from Karen Leventhal, president, owner, CEO of Seniors Choice. Their website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. That's the website, seniorschoicehandyman.com. Coming up, Mr. Credit is back at it again after us.